Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and
Hi.
I am a supervisor. How can I assist?
Yes, I was just transferred over to you guys. There was money taken from my account, and I did not have anything to do with any sweepstakes that the lady said that it was taken about dishes, some form of dishes and pots and pans and things of that nature. I don't understand how it came out of my account. But she transferred me over to you guys, and she canceled an account that obviously had my name on it.
Okay, I'd be happy to further assist if you please provide me with your zip code.
49203.
Okay, thank you. And your name, please.
Terry Lynn Treadway.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Treadway. And one moment, please.
Yes.
All right, I'm still accessing information.
Okay, no problem. Saying I paid $5 and then you took $67. I don't understand it.
Yes, sir. All right. I am still accessing information.
I understand.
Apologize for the wait.
Oh, no, I'm glad that I got someone.
All right, Mr. Treadway. For security purposes, please verify your address.
231 West Palmer Avenue, Jackson, Michigan, 49203.
Okay, thank you so much. And please verify your email address.
Terry Treadway 1971@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you for that information. And do you have another email address?
Yes, I do. Terry Treadway 304@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you for that information. And if you'd also please verify your phone number, please.
517-315-9727.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. I have gotten an account located that shows your name, address, and it shows your second Gmail, and it shows your phone number here. And it is showing a canceled account for the sweepstake offer, and it just has cookware. And it is showing that it started with $5.74 that was paid, which was an entry into a sweepstake. Normally, an individual responded maybe to a survey or something, email or something with social media. Did you check, sir, with anyone in your home to see if someone did something online since you verified all the information?
Only person in my home is my wife, but she don't believe in doing anything but paying bills. She don't do no sweepstakes. We got all the pots and pans, dishes that we could possibly need. Need to get rid of a lot of dishes. And you said the lady said it was a sweepstake, and then she said that paid $5 to enter it, and then somehow $67 was taken. Now here's the thing: if it wasn't free to enter the sweepstake, it wouldn't have been me nor my wife for some pots and pans. And how I get all my information, I'm not sure, because I just got this new bank card, debit card, because I lost the other one about a month ago. So with that being said, I know this little money being missing out of my account here and there, but it'd be small. So maybe that $5 was taken for some reason, and then this rest of it was taken. I guess I better pay close attention to every little thing that comes out of my account. But no one else in the home, ma'am. My kids is grown. I'm 51 years of age. And my kids are grown, and they're not even in the home. And no one got my information like this. I'm not understanding how you guys got a hold to it. Or how did this happen? I'm not sure. I'm not blaming no one, but I know it wasn't me or my wife. And now $67 came out. It was pending yesterday. By the time I was able to contact my bank, It was just before 5 o'clock, and I'm glad that I was able to get you guys, because they gave me the institution that took the money from me. And they said, take down a person's name if I have to dispute it, but I'm quite 100% sure you guys should see that it wasn't a person on such as me that will pay $5 for pots and pans or any sweepstake. I don't believe in sweepstakes. I don't believe it's impossible to win. But, yeah, I'm sorry for this inconvenience, but, yeah, it wasn't me, ma'am. And I haven't received no pots and pans from nobody or any other dishes.
Okay, it
so
doesn't
can
show.
Can I please have that back?
Okay, yeah, this one doesn't show a shipment. The entry fee is paid for a chance to win it. Actually, we don't place these orders. This was an online transaction.
Yeah.
We don't do billing or shipping here at all.
Yeah. Yeah, it had to be online. That's, I mean, I was scammed for $600-something online and out of my account. And I don't know, I don't recall being scammed again. I haven't paid nobody for any sweepstake, none of that. So I don't understand this, period. But I know that $67 and some odd change been taken from my check through you guys. And I'm calling to have it put back on my bank card, and I'm going to have to switch my card out. I guess if this is happening, I don't understand what's going on or how it's happening, but they're good. They're pretty good out there, so I might have a lot of more problems coming soon, but I caught this one. I caught this last night, $67 off my card. It was pending. And you guys end up getting it today because it was pending yesterday. And today has been negative in my account before I had a chance to stop it myself. So now I'm calling you guys and allow you to know that it was not me.
Okay, sir. Well, with the $67.32 that's been refunded, it shows it was billed on November 20th. But if you would
please... Yeah, I said it just took.
If you would please allow 3 to 5 business days, it will show reflected back. I have that refund confirmation number.
Okay, 1 second, ma'am. I'm driving, and the lady I called at the bank, I had her dial your guy's number on my other phone,
mm-hmm.
Just so that I can get the number. But I'm here where I need to be. As soon as I stop, which I'm pulling in the driveway, I will be able to get that confirmation number.
Okay.
I hate that it happened before the holidays because I could really use it. But apparently, these are the things that takes place. And you can't do nothing about it besides go with the flow. Okay, I got a pen and a piece of paper.
Okay.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay, and what I'll do is I'll provide you with the, let me provide you with the transaction ID number. All right, so
thank
for
you.
That, you're welcome, sir. For the $67.32, that is called a shopping store membership.
Okay.
And the refund, not refund confirmation, but transaction ID is called, or is 781.
781.
007.
007.
85.
85.
28.
28. And this is the transaction.
Oh, yeah, that's the transaction ID. That's the confirmation number that's provided by the system. That means that the refund was processed successfully, but please allow 3 to 5 business days for it to show reflected back, or it just depends on the bank. But somewhere within
right.
the 3 to 5 business days range.
$67.32?
Correct, $67.32.
Okay, I just remember the 67 part, but yeah, 32. Okay, and I didn't get the shopping situation because it was kind of fast, but do I need a shopping? What was it, a shopping? You said a shopping number?
No, I was explaining what the charge was. It's called a shopping store membership. That's what the 6732. It came automatically with this particular offer. No, so you don't have it. The account's canceled.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything pertaining to this situation. I'm not knowledgeable. I haven't even heard of it. And I apologize for bothering you. I'm sure you guys get a lot of calls like this, but this happened to be a truthful call. Money was taken, and I have no understanding of this place that it shows up on my mobile app. I didn't know who you were, and I was saying to myself, like, $67? I'm trying hard not to spend $15. And where'd that come from? So I'm sorry now.
Oh, well, no reason to
I know you understand.
Yes, sir. Well, no worries. That we did get that refunded, and there is no more sweepstakes.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So that they don't come back and hit my information. But I really don't understand how they got all my information. I mean, I get a lot of letters in the mail talking about join us, you receive this, send this back, all these different things that I ignore them. You know, most of the time I ignore them, but this happened offline, and I guess I wasn't able to stop this from happening. It seems that someone just pulled it, but... And I know my wife wouldn't have never done nothing like this because, number one, she do not mess with my money.
Okay.
Not without my permission. Mm-hmm. So, because she know how hard it is to come by. So, yes. So, sorry for the inconvenience. And thank you for your understanding.
Oh, well, you're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You please enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Happy Thanksgiving.